Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Steve Hartman.
I'm full of blood, which is really good for a vampire.
Mike Costa.
Bring in a tube and a needle, we'll just pour it in a big bucket.
It's Loose Cannons time.
In your city and around the world on the iHeartRadio app, it is the Looser Cannons show on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
The Lost Cannons.
103.3 FM. Yeah, Pete Fox in for Casa. I'm sitting in the Steve seat today.
Can I tell you a funny story real quick?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
We were on, what, a couple days ago, right?
Yeah,
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Walked out of the studio, went into the bathroom, blew my nose.
Yes.
And blood just started pouring out of my nose.
This is the effect
Speaking
I have on co-hosts.
Speaking of blood, right?
Yeah. I apologize. I guess it's me. Maybe I'm patient zero, the reason why everybody's dropping like flies around here. Costa down, Steve down. Ernie goes down for the count today. I don't know where Ernie is.
If I have to work with those two malukes again, I'm out.
Yeah, so it's us two. It's Brent Spurry behind the glass.
Ernie just has heat exhaustion from never using the air conditioner.
Yeah, so. It's true. Those poor kids.
Stroke.
Yeah, look, I get some water, get some Gatorade, get back in the game.
Electrolytes.
And I think that's exactly what we're looking
for. And we're going to learn you some words and the proper pronunciations.
Yeah, at some point we're going to get to this.
And that's one of the words, obviously, that's on the list.
Pronunciation.
Yeah,
go figure.
As evidently, I guess people say pronunciation.
Yeah, which I kind of feel like those are the people who stumbled upon the word for the first time when they're reading it. That's unfortunate. But listen, no stumbles here. The Aztecs up and running. My goodness. This is impressive what they've been able to do over the past seven games
now. It's a good time to be an Aztec fan.
The streak continues. We're looking forward now to a 6 p.m. tip-off against Nevada. Someone who they just beat in their final game of the regular season pregame show is actually going to get underway at 5:30 today with John Schaefer and DJ Gay. They'll bring us all the way up to tip-off with Ted Leitner on the call. Today we're going to be joined in about 25 minutes by Justin Hudson, associate head coach of the Aztecs. But last night, Pete, did you watch that game against Fresno?
I did not. I was watching tennis last night.
Look, you are an absolute maniac. You confused me. You should not even be allowed in the chair today if that's the case.
What are you talking about? It was Serena. Yeah, big deal, man.
I get it. But you know what the rest of the world was? Well, at least San Diego State was doing for the fans around San Diego.
I was paying attention to the box score on my phone, if that's any consolation.
I don't even know if you're pronouncing that correctly now, honestly.
Consolation?
Well, perhaps. Well, let me fill you in if you did not see.
I know what happened, obviously. I am aware.
64-52 finish for the Aztecs over Fresno State. And this was a team that they played back in early February. And Brent, if we do have some sound from the game, let me hear a little bit of that action. That was fun to watch.
In the paint, rebound Aztecs. Ahead to Devin Watson, and a slam dunk by Jalen McDaniels. What a sequence. That's a ball game with a minute left to play.
Yeah, all right, so McDaniels is like a pogo stick out there. He got into foul trouble early, left the game, but then had a monster of a second half. He's going to be fun to watch through his career. They're going to have him for a while here. But the entire team, it just looked different. It looked different this time around than it did last time they faced Fresno. Exciting from the jump. It was a closer game in the first half. They pulled away in the second. And they kept it. They kept that distance, and they were better at the line. This is actually something that I love about the Aztecs this season. It seems like they learn the hard lessons. Nevada. You could say, okay, we just beat the best team in the conference, last year's Mountain West champs, a ranked team, end of the regular season. Let's use that confidence, that cockiness, that swagger to go into the next game, let that roll over. Well, no, there's still work to be done. And you could tell because they got to the free throw line and looked like a completely different team. They were making those shots as opposed to bricking them. There was something oddly nervous about them when they had the free throws last Saturday night. It looked like a completely different team when the pressure was on. Look, you count all the tournament formats that they play in throughout the years, throughout the seasons. In the opening round now, Pete, they've won 21 straight opening rounds.
Hey, say that again? What?
Okay, so look, a lot of different formats of tournaments that they play, right?
Yeah. They play in tournaments often. Not often. We're going to do this all day, by the way. We're going to be learning all day.
What do you credit that? Like when a team's able to do that, when they could just come firing out the gates? I mean, are they sneaking up on people or over the past couple of seasons because they've had a couple of down years? Why do you think they've been able to have success like that?
The interesting part of that is that it's 21 tournaments in a row, right?
Straight.
That's not just, hey, they've been hot over the last 5 years, right? I'm assuming... You're playing in, what, maybe two tournaments a year?
Well, three. Okay, three.
So it's not as if it's just a recent thing. It's been going on for quite a while. I don't know. It could just be one of those fancy little stats that somebody dug up, and it's interesting, and we have no idea why any of that happens. Or it could be based in something that, hey, they come prepared in the first round, and the Steve Fisher mentality is let's go out prepared, and that has rolled over to Dutch. You know, obviously he's been by his side throughout the entire thing. So, you know, I hope that it's something to that effect, that they're an experienced, well-prepared team when they go into tournaments. They're ready to go.
Yeah, no, it's clear last night that they were prepared. It looked as though they had abandoned zone defense. They're running like a 2-3 zone, I guess, the first time around against Fresno. I don't really watch the court that closely to tell you what type of zone, but it was clear that the outside shooting was affecting them from the Fresno State team last time they faced them. This time, not so much. They committed two men to the big man in the paint, and they were a bit weaker on the outside, the Bulldogs, because Jerron Hopkins, who is their starting point guard, he's injured, has been for 2 weeks. Last time they played, he had 20 points against the Aztecs, and so his replacement Jamel Taylor comes in the game, look, these are kids, they're college players. I don't want to crush anybody, but he was 0-for-8 from the floor. He had 34 minutes. That's a tough night. He's a 6-footer going against taller guards. So we have some breaking news, Brent.
Breaking news,
guys. Per Adam Schefter's Twitter page, the Browns have struck again. This time, Cleveland agrees to trade a mid-round draft pick to Buffalo for quarterback Tyrod Taylor.
Wow.
Here come the Browns.
Okay, so the Browns...
More mediocre quarterbacks.
Hang on a second, though. Yeah. So they bring in Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
And they're parting with just a mid-round draft pick? Is that what I got?
Yep, that's all the info we have now is a mid-round draft pick.
Okay, so look, this is actually something we're going to talk about later in the show. The Browns, to me, to my ears, with the moves that they're making, offensive head coach paired with John Dorsey, the general manager now. Same situation in Kansas City when they started having success a couple of years back. I believe 2011 is when Dorsey and Andy Reid combined in the AFC West, and they've really became the toast of the AFC West since. This to me sounds like a team that's going to be winning their division in 2 years or less. I mean, Tyrod Taylor, you could say whatever you want about him. If you fail to bring in a quarterback that works out this year in this year's draft, you know, whatever you end up taking a quarterback at, whether it's first pick overall, the fourth pick overall, I think that the Browns just got themselves a backup plan.
It was the 65th pick in this year's draft.
Okay. So one of their many second rounders that they've stockpiled. Okay. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But, you know, a question came up after watching that game. And I was really... Look, I was moved by how it felt like San Diego kind of stopped for a second to see what was going on with the Aztec. I walked into two separate restaurants. One of them should have sports on every television. Absolutely. The other one, and the line was too long, so we left. The other one, definitely not. But there was room at the bar just barely to sit down and watch an afternoon game. And the Aztecs were on every screen and people were cheering out loud.
That's cool.
And it was in, look, I mean, it's 2:30 on a Thursday. Like, you're not expecting people to really kind of pile into the bars or the restaurants, but it felt like people were taking extended lunch breaks or finishing their days early to see this
game be played. An early Sunday fun day.
It was kind of cool. So, you know, look, the question kind of came into my mind with the Chargers leaving town and the Aztecs going the way they have. And I'm not just talking about the basketball program. I'm also talking about the football program. I'm talking about this is the first year without the Chargers. All of a sudden, the football program has a terrific year with a terrific running back, Rashad Penny, running wild. A lot to love and follow. They're 6-0 through the middle of the season. Obviously, things transpired where they did, but a 10-win season, and they pulled another bowl game. A lot of excitement around the Aztecs football team. The basketball season starts. Not as fortuitous of a start, Pete. Like, I mean, this team struggled out the gate.
Tough
really
sledding.
Stumbled. Yeah, Dutcher, first year coach, a lot of question marks there. But then they recover. They're on a 7-win game win streak, and it's starting to feel like a thing again. They got us excited again. They're playing against a team in the second round of the Mountain West Conference tournament, and they just beat them to finish the regular season. So 570-1360. Or you could text the show 70470, or start the message with extra. After hearing the one city, one team cries when the football season began, is this starting to fill the void the Chargers left? I'd love to hear it, because I remember while the Chargers were here, it was kind of all consuming. But I liken this, Pete, to moving into my new house. I'm living in the same neighborhood. We bought a place in Pacific Beach. We sold it recently. We're moving to the other side of Pacific Beach, right? Mm. But you're moving inside of the same neighborhood. So it's not necessarily a move where you're like, oh my gosh, we're lugging all this stuff all the way to a different state, or I took a new job, or nothing yeah. much has changed in my life.
Same zip code.
Same zip code, man. But I'm living on a different side of town. So my vantage point is different. I'm going to a coffee shop that I used to only go to occasionally, but now it's my coffee shop because it's right next to the new place. I'm just saying, like, from my standpoint, it's the same place. It's just different. You know, the Chargers have left, and so, I mean, you didn't change, but the place has changed. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
for
so
sure.
Are you one of these people who feel like the Aztecs, and I know you're a San Diego State alum, can sort of fill that gaping hole that was left in the sports scene here?
If the answer to this question is yes and no, because I feel like at this point in time, there are fewer and fewer people that are still kind of upset and wrecked by the Chargers leaving, right? Now, had we rewound this conversation a few months, 6 months, you know, middle of the football season, yeah, you're feeling different. This time of year, you're paying attention to Aztec basketball any way you slice it. But the fact is that, yeah, it was a little bit of a letdown. I don't know if a bitter pill is a better way to describe it, but it was definitely a letdown when the Aztecs had a good football season and then basketball season rolls around and they didn't get off to a great start and they were, you know, scuffling in the middle of the season and you're kind of like, you know, you were hoping for the blind date to be an 8 or a 9, and, you know, she turned out to be a 6, but hey, she's got a really good personality, you know?
Listen.
Yeah. So the 8 or 9 usually is crazy anyway. So
I think a lot of it has to do with timing, because it's like kind of what Pete said. Everyone's going to be into Aztec basketball right now because it's March and they're in the March Madness mood. Kind of like how a couple weeks ago everyone cared about figure skating, but they don't care about it now. Apparently, it was just right. When Olympics are around, it's time to care about that stuff. And now everyone's kind of getting swept into, you know, we're going to represent our city and, you know, it's March Madness time. So they're going to pick up people just for what time of the year it is.
Here's the thing. Had they had a hot season all along and they had been ranked throughout the entire season, I think, yes, it would have filled that void a lot more. But the fact is that because they didn't and weren't, I don't think it's like, oh, well, it makes the Chargers leaving worse. It's just you had higher expectations. But now it's filling that gap. And you're like, this is probably if they win this tournament or lose today and tomorrow and today and still get in, which I think it's quite possible. Although, as I'm looking around here at various websites to bubble watch, no sight of the Aztecs at all. They don't even mention the Mountain West Conference, yeah. much less the Aztecs. But the point is that if they get on, this magical run continues and
zero
they get in.
0.0.
They get in, it will make it all that much sweeter, right? It's when you have a favorite and they go ahead and live up to the expectation, it's still great, but it's better when they're the underdog and they over exceed Absolutely. What you're expecting.
Well, talking about a couple of underdogs, you can listen to Hardwick and Richards every morning next week. They're going to qualify listeners each hour to win tickets to the first round of the men's college basketball tournament at SDSU's Viejas Arena. Friday, March 16th. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun, too. Talk about excitement around town. First round, opening round of the college basketball tournament is going to be in town. And we're going to have qualified winners on the Hardwick and Richards show. But to that point, I don't know about you, but look, since I moved to San Diego, it was a Chargers town. I moved to play with the Chargers, so I was a little bit insular for me. But then even after I left the team, and I started paying closer attention to sports
media.
You
crapped on San Diego, and you went to New England.
Reading the newspaper around town more, paying closer attention to what the pundits say about sports in town, it was Charger-centric. They leave, and it definitely still feels like there's a firm interest in what's going on up there. Maybe more of a morbid, like kind of looking over the neighbor's fence to see what kind of car they're pulling up in type of interest, but there's still interest there. I just sort of feel like what's happened over the course of time with the football season, just panning out the way it did, the basketball season on the rise now. I don't know, Brent. I don't know if it's necessarily just because they're good right now and it's the right time for the Aztecs basketball team to be performing well, or if it's more about this town really looking to find something to hold on to in a sports way. You know?
I think a lot of it, too, is they've already been in the one-and-done tournament mentality for, like, 2 weeks because they haven't been able
really good
you know, they can afford to lose. So it kind of it brings more excitement to the games because every game is meaningful because they can't afford to lose even one game anymore.
Yeah, if they win this tournament, what are they at? Are they a single-digit seed if they win the tournament, you think? Are they a 10, 11? Where? Because literally, NCAA.com, CBS.com, yeah. ESPN.com, FoxSports.com, nobody has them even being referenced as a team that's on the bubble.
Well, listen, it's tough. Look, like you were just talking about, Brent, like you are seeing right now, Pete, like how could you, though? Like they had to win every single game to fight their way.
They're one of the hottest teams in all of basketball right now.
No, I understand that, and they are. In fact, there's only 10 teams out there on a longer streak or as good of a winning streak as they are at this point in their season, you know, postseason games included. Look, trust me when I tell you this. They are the hottest team that nobody's talking about. But there is, I don't know, to me, like there is that factor of being the underdog and being able to sneak up on people, and that's the reason why. They're not going to be able to sneak up on Nevada.
Brad, let me drop a sports cliche on you real quick. Okay. Tough to beat a team two times in 2 weeks. Do you think it's going to be even harder for the Aztecs to get past the Wolfpack, or the fact that obviously they have confidence because they are coming off a win against them last week? That's got to give them personally, just from a mental standpoint, a confidence to go into the game on the right foot. But for the Nevada aspect of things, hey, now from an X's and O's, look at, you know, hey, we've got the tape. We know what they do, what they did. Here's how they beat us. Here's what we need to clean up. To me, that makes it tougher for the Aztecs. Unless they got their number, you know, that thing that's always hanging out there.
I'm going to say this. Nevada's a team who doesn't have a lot of bench depth. So that really bodes well for the Aztecs because they can throw a lot at you. They have legs off the bench that they trust. They got numbers. But Nevada, the players they play, the six or seven that they throw out there, those Martin brothers, Caroline, like these guys are good. They all are similar. They're all like 6'8", rangy guys who can run and play good defense. And they have at least three shooters, if not more than that. And these guys, they're out for blood this time. I think they definitely walked into Viejas on senior night last Saturday night, and they were expecting to win. And I think what happened is they got a different brand of Aztecs basketball than they were ready to see. And that's exactly what we're hoping for as they pull them again, and they tip off at 6 p.m. today. Justin Hudson, associate head coach of the Aztecs, is going to join us next here on the Loose Cannons as we roll along on the Friday edition.
Monday morning on Hardwick and Richards. Look into my eyes, Eric Musselman. You're going down.
That's right. Did San Diego State get it done against Nevada? Did they get it done in the Mountain West Conference Tournament? We'll cover it all for you. We'll see you at 6 a.m. Monday morning. Extra 1360 Fox Sports, San Diego.
I love the confidence from our station, obviously the flagship of all Aztec sports, as San Diego State gets ready to tip off 6 p.m. tonight against the Nevada.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nevada Wolfpack all over again. It feels like we were just doing this a little while ago. As a matter of fact, as we welcome in our guest, Justin Hudson, associate head coach for the men's basketball team with the Aztecs. First of all, let's start from the start. How are you feeling after yesterday, Justin?
We were feeling really good after yesterday. It was a big game playing against a really tough team in Fresno State, who obviously had beat us twice. And we were happy to beat them and move on and play the Wolfpack tonight.
An emotional couple of weeks now for this team. You guys are on a bit of a tear, 7-game winning streak, heading into this rematch against Nevada. And you just heard it there in the look ahead coming in from the break. I mean, we're fully confident as you guys take on this team for the second time, given how great you looked on senior night here in front of our electric environment at Viejas. How are you feeling about this matchup?
We're excited. The whole team is excited. We're glad to be healthy. We've obviously been playing really well the last few weeks, and 7 games in a row is great. But tonight we have another challenge in front of us with the Wolfpack, who took first place, and they play really well together, can really score the ball, very well coached. So it's going to be a good challenge for us tonight, but we're ready for it.
Justin, I know looking back some 24 hours is unheard of in your business, but I'm going to ask you to do it anyway real quick. When you look at that game against Fresno State, a team that, as you mentioned, had beaten you twice, you guys went out and, you know, handled them pretty confidently with a comfortable win. What were some of the X's and O's things that you took into that game that you will keep alive looking ahead at tonight's game that say, hey, that worked yesterday, let's do more of that?
Just playing hard and playing together. I know that's a little bit of coach speak, but we really wanted to stop the three-pointers from Fresno, and we did that. We're going to have to do the same thing against Nevada tonight, be a little different challenge. You know, they're not running the same exact plays or set, but they definitely don't have the same players Fresno has. But it all starts with there, making sure we don't give up a lot of three-pointers, and hopefully we can make a few more shots than we did last night.
Coach, if you were going to review the season to this point, San Diego State's been kind of an up and down year, started a little slow. There've been some injuries, but how would you describe this team throughout all of the trials and tribulations as you get ready for your second matchup here in the Mountain West Conference Tournament?
I think we're pretty resilient. You know, like you said, we had some really good times early in the year, beating Georgia, beating Gonzaga, and we had some times that we weren't so proud of. And I think the best thing is we're all healthy. When we're all healthy and we're all out there together, we're tough to beat. And we've dropped a couple games missing Trey Kell. We had some injuries early that really hurt us and set us back. But we haven't let that deter us at all. And the guys have continued to work hard. And we've had some freshmen really step up and continue to mature as the year goes on. And our seniors have led us.
Justin, elaborate on the health aspect a little bit, because we all know that that's a huge part of being successful in sports. Does that bring even a higher level of confidence? Because obviously, you know, let's say you weren't 100% healthy and you come off a win last night, you're going to feel good. The team's going to feel good about things. But does that add just an even higher level of confidence to the guys in the locker room? Look, we're playing well and we're healthy. So, hey, look, we can't be beaten tonight.
I would believe it does. I don't think we're cocky, you know, but we definitely, if you're not confident in what you're doing, you're not going to go very far. It doesn't depend on what you're doing and in any walks of life. So we're definitely confident, but we can't be cocky. Nevada's a very good team. They won the conference for a reason, but it is nice to have all of our team out there ready to go And last, you know, we missed Trey Kell tremendously, you know, during the conference season. We were able to step up. Other guys stepped up, and we didn't fall apart. We continue to grow, and we're excited for tonight.
Associate head coach Justin Hudson joining us on the Loose Cannons. You know, coach, you've been with the team for 10 seasons. This is your 10th year. And through it all, you've seen some of the greats, the great performances, obviously the great players pass through this this program. I think of a Kawhi Leonard. I think of a big game guy, small attitude. I think of a Trey Kell, very similar. I think of a Malik Pope, very similar. Is this something that you guys coach particularly or recruit particularly? Or are these just, you know, coincidences? Because it seems like everybody out on the court, they flip that switch, but they're relatively muted when they are interviewed, or they're more relaxed in that environment.
I think you're just trying to recruit the most talented players you can get that have high character. And all the guys you mentioned have high character and they're very talented. So it's not nothing is a coincidence in this world, you know, especially recruiting. You definitely want to get out there and know who you're getting when you recruit them. But it is nice when they step up and have a big game.
And coach, can you give us a little insight as to how pregame goes on a night like tonight with a game like this? You know, is it the quiet confidence of go out there and take what's yours, or is it a rah-rah type of environment?
It's more quiet confidence and the quiet before the storm, definitely. We got up this morning and watched some film, went over to shoot around, had a great shoot around, kind of just walked through some things that we planned on doing, some stuff we did last time, maybe some adjustments this time, came back, had a meal, and now you're getting ready to go.
Coach Hudson joining us, men's team getting ready to tip off tonight, 6 p.m. against the Nevada Wolfpack, second round of the Mount West Conference tournament. It's a big one. They're all big ones. And as you prepare for one of these type of games, it's a different scenario. This time it's Dutcher leading the pregame speeches instead of Steve Fisher. What's the biggest difference between their two coaching styles, in your opinion?
Well, they both delegate very well. They've been around each other a long time, so everybody has to find their own voice. You know, we all have to learn from our own mistakes and decide how we want to run the program. And Coach Dutcher did a marvelous job this year of holding this team together and, you know, implementing some new guys into the scheme and also continue to recruit our older guys that have been here. So, you know, this time of year it's about players. We obviously got to make adjustments, but they're going to have to go out there and execute it.
Justin, I'm curious. Final thing for me. We've been talking about it a little bit. It seems like the Aztec basketball team has been playing with a desperate mentality for quite a while, and we see that quite frequently when they get into that situation, like almost a no-lose type of environment, that it works well, it benefits them, you know, when it comes to being successful on the court. Is there any discussion of that, or is it just kind of something that everyone's aware of? Look, we can't afford to lose anything, so based on that, they're going out with a higher level of, you know, their preparedness and their attention to detail. And they're just, you know, more fired up to go out there and play well because they can't afford not to.
We're preaching the same message from the start of the season is mentality. You're exactly right. You hit it right on the nose. It's about our mentality of playing hard, playing together, sticking through the tough times, handling adversity, handling success. So we preached that in August, and we're going to preach that tonight. But it is also a heightened level of competitiveness that you're going to have this time of year when you know it's won or you go home.
You know, this time of year, it's impossible to ignore college basketball. It's one of those stories that just jumps off the pages in the month of March. Everybody's dialed in. Everybody's getting the brackets together. There's excitement. It feels like people really check in. However, this season's been different. Throughout the year, news has been coming out about this FBI probe into college basketball. Some of the characters, some of which this program's, you know, has been close to in the past, have even been placed under arrest. The severity could not be understated here. As a member, a longstanding member of college basketball, the coaching community, do you have any commentary on what's happening in this sport and what's been happening in this sport and what you hope the future provides?
It's not a good distraction. You know, some of the stories you hear are very sad and disheartening, but you also know that you have to get to the bottom of it. So you try to withhold judgment. You know, obviously you're involved in this business, so you want to see success. You hate to see anybody not have success or get fired or lose their job. But you also want to make sure you hold judgment until you find out the facts, especially today with all the social media out there. It seems like you're guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, no, it definitely is unfortunate the way sometimes as public as things have gotten go down. However, I do think that, you know, through these trials, this team has really performed well, even under some scrutiny with the Malik Pope situation, the internal investigation and review. Speaking of big men on the team, I have to ask this question before we go. Cameron Rooks, what a performance the first time, or I should say this last time around against Nevada. I believe he scored 12 points, 6 for 6 from the floor. He had 6 points last night again. It seems like a bit of a renaissance coming to the close of his final season with the Aztecs. Are we expecting big things out of the big man again tonight?
We always are. And he did have a great game against Nevada on senior night. He was prepared and ready to go. He had to start, and he took advantage of his opportunity, and that's what life is about. Sometimes we always don't get what we want, but he was ready to go when we called on him, and I'm sure he'll be ready to go tonight.
Well, we wish you a ton of luck tonight as you guys take him on for the second time in short order. Justin Hudson, associate head basketball coach of the men's basketball team here at San Diego State. We wish you well.
Thanks, Coach.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for all the Aztecs that are out here supporting us and all the Aztecs that are at home supporting us. Go Aztecs.
Go Aztecs indeed. So, yeah, look forward to that tip-off at 6 p.m. We'll carry that as we do all Aztecs action here on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
Coming up, it's going to be a fun hour. There's a lot of tight games that all start at 6 o'clock. And if you have ADD when it comes to college basketball like I do, you can have one on the radio, one on TV, one on your phone.
I was about to say, yeah, this is really up your alley, isn't it? When it comes down to it. My goodness. I can't keep this guy's attention going in one direction. something that's actually stealing some attention on the San Diego sports scene front is stealing headlines too around here. I want to dive into it. Are the Padres ready for this guy to join the team? We'll talk about it next on the Loose Cannons.
Hey, it's Willard. Coming up Monday at noon on Mark and Rich, NFL free agency about to open. We'll take a look back at the Mountain West Conference tournament as well on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego and 103.3 FM.
Our 2018 iHeartRadio Music Awards are finally here this Sunday night at the Forum in LA. Find out who you picked to win and watch the biggest artists perform, including Bon Jovi, Maroon 5, Ed Sheeran, and more, hosted by DJ Khaled.
What?
And Haley Baldwin, yeah, this Sunday at 5 p.m. on TBS TNT.
Is he in trouble? He's in
and
trouble,
True
huh?
TV. Well, who knows, really, honestly? Who's in trouble? It's tough to keep track of these days. It really is. It's tough to keep. Okay, so I don't know if we've ever really talked about food, which is bizarre because, I mean, off the air, you're constantly planning your next move as far as meals go. But I don't know if on the air we've ever. So, either you're coming in with a fast food or you're leaving with a fast food. Last time we worked together was Wednesday. You didn't come in with fast food, so I know you stopped somewhere. Please tell me
I
you
did.
Stopped.
I did. I stopped. my drive's about 1 hour and 10 minutes, right? So I usually stop closer to here, but I was so hungry on the last drive, I stopped closer to the house.
Oh,
and I
okay,
order like yeah. I order extra tacos. I'm at a couple in the car, and then a couple when I get there.
Look at you.
And they're all gone by the time I get here.
So what was the means, the device that you used this time? Which shop did you pop into?
Burgers Today. What's that place called? This was not a fast food deal. The Habit.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's kind of fast food-y, right?
You're getting kind of fancy these
right,
days.
But when I left here on Wednesday, I really wanted Taco Bell, which is right around the corner. And when you come down the hill on Arrow, is it Arrow?
Yeah, Arrow. Come down
the hill on Arrow, you can actually see the drive-through line. So you don't have to go and get stuck in a long drive-through line. And this one was like 12 deep. I'm like, I'm out. So I get on the road. I'm heading north. I'm thinking about different options. And I end up El Norte Parkway, where I know there's like 3 or 4 different fast food options. And there's one thing I really love when it comes to fast food, and that's a bargain.
Okay.
I love me a deal. And Wendy's has got that 4 for 4, man. And you got all sorts of different options. Cheeseburger, nuggets, fries, and a drink.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, I'm not mad at you at all. I'm trying my hardest to eat well, like to eat good.
Eat better. I'm going to tell you what I did. I'll give you a little hint here.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is what I do with the fries. Mm. Eat one, throw one out the window. Eat one, throw one out the window.
Feeding the birds.
Exactly.
You're feeding the birds.
Right, so you eat half of them, but you still get that feeling like you're eating fries. Brent's shaking his head. How dare you?
Brent's absolutely disgusted. He's disturbed. I don't know if he can speak. Are you all right?
Yeah, that's just wasteful.
It's really.
I wouldn't do that. I haven't even been on a diet, so I've cut back to fast food, but still.
Look at you. It's not fair.
I took the bun off the burger. I ate it protein style, and the nuggets were breaded, so that wasn't good. But, you know, hey.
Jake Arrieta is still a free agent. I want to get your thoughts on him becoming a Padre. But first, this Tyrod Taylor to the Browns thing has got me thinking. A lot of teams right now, they're trying to catch that lightning in the bottle that it seems like certain teams have grabbed onto, and it's worked for them. The Russell Wilsons, the Cam Newtons of the world. I mean, even the Aaron Rodgers to a certain extent, the fact that he is sneaky mobile, he can extend plays. Ben Roethlisberger in the early part of his career, Carson Wentz, the list goes on. This idea that in this day and age is NFL, you need to be a bit more mobile at the quarterback position. I'm a holdout saying absolutely not. In fact, I think it's actually the wrong thing to do because the injuries, it seems, for these guys who leave the pocket are more significant. They miss more time with them. What are your thoughts? Because, I mean, if the Browns, like, say the Browns, and this would be very Browns of the Browns, if they pass up the opportunity to get a quarterback in the draft and throw all their eggs into the Tyrod Taylor basket, I don't think that's going to be the case. But the case for the mobile quarterback, what do you think about? Like the Lamar Jackson types, the Deshaun Watson types.
Yeah, I think that's extreme. Those are on the outer boundaries of what you need to do. I look at who won the Super Bowl. They won with Carson Wentz, and they won with Nick Foles, both guys who are capable of going outside when need be, when things break down. But when you look at that as a Michael Vick type of mentality of like, I'm going to do it more often than not, that's my predisposition is to run the ball.
Like a Cam Newton now, yeah.
That's where it becomes troublesome, I think. I think you want the guy who would be more comfortable in the pocket. That's where I can live. That's where I'm happiest. But if need be, all right, I'll eat Thai food. If I have to, I'll eat Thai food. I don't love it. It's noodles. At the end of the day, I get it. But there's a lot of stuff on this menu that I don't understand. But it's noodles. It's noodles, right? Pad Thai, it's okay. But ultimately, I would rather have a steak. I'm going to sit in the pocket. This is where I'm most comfortable. If I have to run out there, I will. But I don't want to. And I feel like, as a Titans fan, Marcus Mariota is starting to put his foot over that other line
threshold,
like,
yeah.
Where,
yeah.
Oh, I'm going to run more than I'm going to throw the ball.
I actually think he's more comfortable at the college level. I thought he was more comfortable in the pocket. At the pro level, I think he's more comfortable running around.
He's definitely
than he is
more
in the
successful, but I don't think it's long-term beneficial to the team.
I
think there's more balance to it than there used to be. It used to be either you were a runner or you were a thrower. There wasn't really an in-between. Now we got lots of these guys that they're just kind of the perfect mix of they can run and they can also throw. They're not that much better at either aspect opposed to just being one or the other like they used
Look,
to.
Look, I'm staunch on this opinion. I think that going with a pocket passer is still the right thing. Like for me, and we'll get to the Arrieta thing in a little bit. John Heyman, FanRag Sports, sent out a tweet about how Padres could be in the mix for Jake Arrieta. I want to hear your thoughts on that. But let's finish this off. Okay, Philip Rivers. With the Chargers, the idea is Anthony Lynn likes a more mobile quarterback. The idea is that he even attempted to replace him with the third string running back or quarterback for the Chargers now. He came from Buffalo also, Ohio State. Mobile
Cordell.
Guy.
Cordell.
I didn't come to play no school.
Yeah. I look it up real quick. But the idea here is Anthony Lynn wants to get more mobile at that position. And I refuse to believe, as a matter of fact, that the quarterback position.
Cardale Jones.
Thank you, Cardale Jones. And they traded a seventh rounder for him, so they didn't lose a lot there. I think they just wanted a mobile option behind Philip Rivers, even if not just to give it a look at practice with some of the other tools they have in place.
Hold on a second, real quick. What did you Google to find that? Because I Googled at the same time you did. Chargers backup QB, and I got Kellen Clemens.
Well, he's still
Charger
in the
quarterbacks.
Oh, there you go.
Googling is an art
Simplest
form.
Simplest is always
It is an art form.
Look, it really is. Like, he knows. It's word efficiency.
Exactly.
It's something that us radio guys do not perform most of the time.
Is Kellen Clemens still there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I mean,
at least Google got the right answer, sort of.
That look, and Phil, I think Philip Rivers has a lot to do with that. Look, Kellen, great guy. He played some good football and filling capacities throughout his career. I mean, he is definitely not going to be the heir to the throne. They should be looking for one soon. I think, though, in the interim, like, getting too swept up with this idea of reinventing the wheel, that you need somebody who looks more like these exciting mobile types, I don't know. I'm not completely against it. I just don't think it has the longevity you're looking for out of the position. And I do think that the pocket passing quarterback is still what you should always be interested in first if you have to take a step into the more mobile side. Maybe you do that. Browns, I'm expecting them still to take a quarterback at the top of the draft. They have two in the first five overall picks.
That makes seven for
so they better.
They got seven quarterbacks.
All right. This will be the second time we've ever orchestrated this. We got the 4-4 coming up. And Alan Sliwall.
Sliwa
is going to join us in studio, give us the Lakers update, and also talk about how he's no longer the San Diego State Aztecs' bad luck charm. It's coming up next on the Cannons.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.